This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and what we've been talking about a fair bit over the last couple of weeks has been Peterborough and the fact that they will be without a GP from June. It's just a month away before that deadline hits. I'm joined by Dan Vanos Pelikan, member for Stuart. Dan, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Jordan. I'm pleased to be on your program. But yes, this is a concerning development. There's no doubt about that.
Mm. So what discussions have you had around this so far?
Yeah, well, plenty. And as you say, we've got 1 month. And I've got to say, while I respect the business choice of the medical practice to choose where they deliver their service, I'm disappointed that Peterborough has been singled out to not receive a service. Their call, and we need to resolve this issue. So I've been talking with the Health Minister, Stephen Wade, with Mayor Ruth Whittle, with the chair of the HAC, Steve Richmond, and another local Health Advisory Council member, Jeff Oakley, and also engaging with John Vumard, who's the chair of the York Peninsula and Mid-North Health Governance Board. Between us all, we are putting together a constructive solution to this. We're working very hard to try and make sure that everybody in Peterborough has access to a GP.
Especially because the deadline is so soon as well.
Yeah, and I've got to say, it caught a lot of people off guard. Quite a few people have said to me that, you know, they knew nothing about this coming until they saw it on Facebook. Some people in senior positions locally in Peterborough, you know, sort of had 15 or 30 minutes notice before a public announcement was made. So look, let's put that behind us. We just need to look forward and fix this problem. The people of Peterborough deserve access to a GP in their own town, and we're working really hard to see what sort of a model that can be and exactly how we can provide that service when the local medical practice, which of course, you know, gives a fantastic service, but is also a business making its own choices, chooses to withdraw, then government has a responsibility to do everything that we can to work with the local council. So state government has a responsibility to do everything we can to work with the local government and the federal government to try and fill the gap that's been created.
And Goyders Line Medical announced this decision just days before Stephen Wade was, the health minister, was in Port Lincoln announcing stuff around regional medicine as well.
Yeah, well, look, getting GPs in country areas is a very tough thing to do, and I have great sympathy for the medical practice in that sense. You know, we all know all over Australia, let alone all over South Australia, it's very hard to attract GPs into country areas, and it's not about the money. You know, there is lots of money to be earned for a capable, hardworking GP doctor. That's a challenge, and we're doing everything we possibly can to attract a GP, quite possibly a locum or a few locums in the first place. But what we really want to do is have a local doctor that local people can develop relationships with. As we all know, that's very important. So while Minister Wade is working really hard on this across all of regional South Australia, he is also focusing on Peterborough at the moment. I spoke with him about it in Cabinet yesterday. He's not able to make a commitment today, but look, he expressed optimism that we would, between all of us, including the Mayor and the HAC and the York and Mid-North Health Governance Board, between all of us, that we would be able to find a solution to this. So we're all trying really hard to make sure that happens.
And I guess across, because you've got quite a broad electorate and covering a lot of regional South Australia, what is the medical situation like in other towns in your electorate?
Well, look, I mean, the medical care that we get in Australia and South Australia, by world standards, is absolutely outstanding, and we should all recognise that. I certainly try and do that. But we've got to fight every day to keep it that way. We've got to fight every day to plug the gaps if and when they become apparent. And if you think about our electorate, if you think about a picture of South Australia from Oodnadatta across to Innamincka and down to Kapunda and Truro in the south, there's a lot of absolutely outstanding GP practice and GP, you know, medical services throughout our electorate. But yes, Jordan, there are some gaps, and it's not always easy for the government when a private practice just withdraws and says, look, we just don't want to provide this service in this place anymore. It would be lovely to have a magic button to just push and just fill that gap another way. Unfortunately, it's not that simple, but we are working really hard on it. And as I said, you know, we are hopeful to optimistic that we'll actually be able to help Peterborough, because Peterborough deserves medical service. Mm.
And just to change topic a little bit, something I did want to ask about briefly was antisocial behaviour in Port Augusta. Just any updates in that space?
Yeah, we've actually made really good progress in the statistics with regard to antisocial behaviour and actual crime. But you know, we're focused on the type of inappropriate behaviour that's not actually criminal. Trying to resolve that. Those statistics have actually improved significantly. Not good enough, but improved a lot. Been working very closely with SAPOL and other organisations. We do have a situation at the moment where we're waiting for the superintendent based in Port Augusta, who's been away for extended personal leave, to return. He returns, I think it's actually next week. So the people who've been filling in for him and working, you know, very collaboratively on this, and I and others, Department of Human Services, for example, and other local organisations, have got a model in place. But we just need to wait for the officer in charge of the region to return from leave so that he can put his final touches on it and his sign off, because it will be largely him who's leading the process. So out of respect for him, the superintendent filling in for him and the other permanently based officers in Port Augusta who look after Port Augusta and the far north just want to wait for him to return, which is very, very close, and then we'll get his sign off and we'll be away.
No worries. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time today.
No, my pleasure. Thank you, Jordan.
That was Dan Vinos-Pelican, member for Stewart on your Classic It's Breakfast.